afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
I hope everyone had a nice weekend and is having a lovely start to the new week here. You know, I've said this before, I'll say it again, especially for today's episode, that I really had a completely different direction I was going to go. And sometimes these topics really just come to me out of absolutely nowhere. Just like this week, for example. You see, I was showering, getting ready for the day and everything, enjoying my day off, ready for the shortened work week. But I said to myself, well, you still got to record the podcast. That was always the plan for me. I knew it was going to come out a little bit later today because I was trying to figure out still, what am I going to talk about this week? I have been doing some additional guest outreach. I've got a couple interviews on the books, so hopefully getting those to you in the coming weeks, as well as more than what I have right now. I'm actually going to do some guest outreach after this episode as well to try and get some more on my calendar and everything. But this one, like I said, truly came out of the blue for me. And so we'll dive in here in a little bit, and you may be thinking to yourself, even just seeing the title of this episode, man, what a controversial opinion, what a controversial topic. And so I'm excited to dive in with you this morning, this afternoon, evening, whenever it is that you may be listening. A little housekeeping before we get started, though. As always, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, don't hesitate to drop me a message. Please follow me on Instagram. You can find me at Trent Speaks, where you'll get the latest and greatest there, if you will, as well as any updates. For example, next week, I am unsure whether an episode is going to drop on the 16th. If it doesn't drop on the 16th, it for sure will on the 23rd, but just have a short week ahead, a lot of things coming up over the next 2 weeks or so that I'll be really heads down in and focused on. So we'll see if I can nail down a time for one of these podcast guests. And if so, we'll have an interview for you next week. Otherwise, we'll see you back here on the 23rd if nothing drops on the 16th. So you and I will both be left in suspense on that note. You can also email me at trentspeaks@gmail.com. So you might be thinking to yourself, where did this controversial or unpopular opinion come from? And let me just say, hear me out here. Because while I believe that gift giving can be overrated, I do believe that there are certain circumstances where I'm pro gift giving. So let me say that again. While I believe gift giving may be overrated, there are circumstances that I am pro gift giving. And so I want to dive into all of that today. So again, you might be thinking to yourself, well, where is this coming from? And this isn't the first time that I've had this thought. You see, there's actually been a couple years that I can think of where I've turned to Leanne and I've said, you know, I don't know if we should give gifts this year. I don't think that we should do gifts this year. And a lot of times that revolves, I wouldn't say a lot of times, 99% of the time, that revolves around the holiday season. And there are a number of factors for that. And it's not just me that realizes there are a number of factors for that. But an article from both Slate and from Psychology Today, both articles published in December of 2021, talk about the financial anxiety and the burden of unwanted gifts around gift giving. And there can be this financial anxiety, right? Because you may be in a pinch yourself or trying to budget yourself, but now you feel obligated to give someone a gift just because it's the holiday season and that's what other people are doing. And maybe that's all you've ever known. Maybe you grew up getting gifts, giving gifts. And so it almost feels against the grind of our societal norms to stop giving a gift or to not give a gift. It kind of puts us in this weird situation because there's almost an expectation that you should be giving a gift, especially if you're receiving a gift. Then it really puts you in a tough spot to say, well, now I feel like I owe that person something. Now I feel like I have to do this. And maybe I'm just old and jaded, but I really think it's about focusing on what's important. And maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's take a step back and look into how did gift giving even originate? Now, let me tell you, it's very difficult to even find a reliable source to give you accurate information because the conclusion I've come to, at least, is that no one actually knows where gift giving truly originated from. It almost seems like what's published is theories, more or less, or ideas of where we think gift giving started. And the closest thing I could find was an article from The Atlantic, coincidentally published on December 25th, 2015. And the article that I'm referring to is called Why Children Get Gifts on Christmas: A History. And even just in the subtitle of the article, it says, quote, in 1800s New York, the overlapping interests of middle-class families and the wealthy produced a cultural practice that's still in practice today, end quote. This article, I can't even see it all because it wants me to have an account, and I'm not about to fall into that trap. But the article goes into saying that there really isn't an easy answer as to where this practice of gift giving came from, especially around the holiday season. Now, there's been this paradigm of naughty and nice and how we should reward people for good behavior, especially when we're talking about the youngins out there, all the kids. There's also been, and you know, if you Google gift giving origin, a lot of the articles that will come up talk about how it's tied to this clear connection to Christian faith. And The Atlantic actually calls out how there isn't really a clear connection to that. And the idea of gift giving, if you look at a few other articles, actually these articles state that the idea of gift giving for Christmas came around the idea that the three wise men had brought gifts to baby Jesus and to Mary and Joseph. And so, according to these articles, that is how gift giving started, or where the idea or origin comes from. The Atlantic does also call out this idea of quote-unquote three-gift Christmas. And again, it ties it back to the story of Jesus' birth and the three wise men. But it says that there is no true historical precedent that this is a true link that exists. You know, I've heard about this three-gift Christmas before. It's something that actually one of my aunts had done for her kids. So it's not a new idea to me. So I was looking, though, at the article that was linked to The Atlantic, and it links to a Today Show article back from February of... I don't know why it says that. It says February of 2016, but then it was updated in December of 2021. But essentially, this article talks about the three-gift Christmas, right? And so while there are a couple variations that people have since adapted, essentially what the three-gift Christmas is a gift for a want, a need, and a read. So something that you want, something that you need, and then something to read. And again, I've heard of this idea before. I'm more behind this idea of a three-gift Christmas, a want, need, read, than I am about give someone a gift, whatever the hell you want. There is no number on it. There is no money value on it. Because if all I can afford is a $10 gift for you, but you get me a $25 plus dollar gift, now, even without actually saying it, is there some animosity there in some sort of way that didn't exist before because all I could afford is that $10? And I feel like we see this around the holidays, typically floating around on social media, the text or pictures or gifts or whatever you want to call them, essentially saying that if someone spent $10 on a gift, but all they had is $20, that means a hell of a lot that they got you a gift that was half of what they had. But we don't always know people's financial situation because it's this big taboo thing. And again, I think that's where some of the financial anxiety comes from. If you don't have the money to afford a gift or gifts or whatever it may be, then you shouldn't be buying gifts. There shouldn't be this societal obligation or this feeling that I have to get someone a gift because they're going to get me a gift. If that person wants to get you a gift, great. If they don't want you to get a gift, you could still give that person a gift without expecting something in return. And maybe that's what it is right there, is we shouldn't be expecting something in return. We should be gift-giving out of the kindness of our hearts or because we want to. And that's where I have the qualm with gift-giving. Because a lot of times I feel like when you consider the holiday season, there's this expectation that if I give you a gift, you're going to give me a gift in return. And that's not the way that should be. If I'm giving you a gift, it's because I, out of the kindness of my heart, value you, I love you. You mean something to me. I thought of you when I looked at this, or I know this is something that you've really wanted that I was able to purchase for you. I don't expect anything in return, nor should you expect anything in return if you give someone a gift. You just shouldn't. There's a Reddit post from 3 years ago on, well, I don't know what you call these things, threads? I don't know. Channels? Whatever you call it in, or whatever you call it, on this group called Unpopular Opinion. It's a Reddit, subreddit. I digress. Anyway, on Unpopular Opinion 3 years ago, it was posted, giving receiving gifts is overrated and stressful. And the post goes on to say, giving gifts. Well, let me just read the post for you. It says, quote, it's Christmas season and everyone put too much pressure on themselves over gifting. giving gifts. It's too stressful to think of a good gift to give people you know, and not everyone is in a position to give nice and expensive gifts. There's also the constant quote, like a sub quote, oh, will they like it or not? And that's added pressure again. Receiving gifts. There's too much pressure to like and enjoy what the other party gives you. Even worse, it creates some amount of moral pressure and obligation to return the favor and give back as good a gift as you received, and that's stressful again. Just stop pointless gifting culture and problem solved. That's the post. And there I was scrolling through tons of these comments to that particular post with a lot of people agreeing. I don't know that I saw one disagreement. Actually, now that I say that, I see two disagreements, which is fine. And again, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I thought that there were a couple interesting pieces in a New York Times article that was published back in November of 2022. And so I'd love to read you a couple snippets from that New York Times article. The first was a quote from Dr. Bonnie Buscelli, a psychoanalyst in Kansas City. And she said, quote, gifts are an expression of feeling. So in the rush of the holidays, that panic of, oh my gosh, I've got to get gifts, it is a good idea to take a little time to think about, what do I want to say here with this gift? End quote. Exactly what I just was saying, right? We shouldn't get a gift just to give a gift. Say it again. We shouldn't get a gift just to give a gift. Let me give you an example. A few months ago, a really good friend of mine he and I listened to this podcast together, and he had wanted a piece of merchandise that is 90% of the time, if not higher, sold out. There are very limited releases of a particular piece of merch that we really wanted. And unfortunately, just with life circumstances and a lot of other things that were going on, this friend was not able, it wasn't even the picture or the idea that they could purchase this piece of merchandise on limited release. So what did I do? I bought two of them. I made sure that one shipped to that friend's house, and that was it. I spent a little more than I had anticipated, but that didn't matter to me because for me, it was just the simple gesture of, I appreciate you. I appreciate your friendship, everything that you've done for me. It just wouldn't be the same if you didn't have the same piece of merch that I have since we talk about it all the time. Again, knowing what is sentimental to someone or what someone truly will be happy to receive and not just giving the gift to simply have a gift to give. Dr. David Goldberg, a psychoanalyst in Birmingham, Alabama, had kind of said something similar to Dr. Buscelli. And I want to read Dr. Goldberg's quote. This is also from that same New York Times article. He said, quote, a thoughtful and generous gift can stir up all kinds of conscious and unconscious fears, longings, and desires. What does it mean to accept it? Do I now owe the person something? What does it mean for me going forward? Do I need to respond in kind? If I respond in kind, does it mean going to the next level? And that was the end of Dr. Goldberg's quote, and they continue on in the article saying, no wonder some gift givers tend to err on the side of caution and just buy something generic like a scented candle or a gift card, rather than run the risk of going personal and getting it wrong. If you're stumped on what to get for somebody, you can always ask. One couple uses a shared Google Doc to keep track of the things they want to receive from one another. And it talks about, the article goes on to talk about how a wife therefore knew exactly that her husband would be happy with the espresso maker that she had bought for him because it was on his list. Having a wish list is a great idea. If you listen to the Sunday Scaries podcast, and part of that is the retail therapy, and at the end of every retail therapy episode, they do a wish list. And they've talked about that before on the podcast, how their wives are able, their significant others are able to then utilize this wish list and get a gift for them that they know they will like. You know, the New York Times article had mentioned something about gift cards. And so I'd love to pivot to an article from NPR called "Is Gift Giving Bad for the Economy?" And so this was back from November of 2009, and they had economist Joel Waldfogel on, and at the time, Joel was the chair of business and public policy at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, and currently, Joel Waldfogel is an associate dean of MBA programs and professor at the Carlson School of Management for the University of Minnesota. And Mr. Waldfogel had published a book called Scroogenomics: Why You Shouldn't Buy Presents for the Holidays. And within this article, I think that Mr. Waldfogel had made a few really good points. One of those being that if he was to go out and buy something for $50, he knows if that product was at least worth $50 to him. But if you were to go out and buy something for Mr. Waldfogel, that may not hold the same value. He may not be able to justify the value the same way that you are able to justify a value. And so that starts to play a little bit into some of the satisfaction level. The other interesting thing that Mr. Waldfogel had mentioned that I thought was a really interesting stat was that 10% of gift card balances are never redeemed. And if you think about it, think about gift cards you've had that just have a couple bucks or a little bit of change left on them. A couple of months ago, I was going through and doing some deep cleaning, and I found some gift cards. I found a Panera card that I've had for maybe 8 or 9 years, and it still had $4 and some change on it. I know that American Express gift cards also, I never always spend the full value. I do now that I'm a homeowner and that I'm using them at Lowe's to buy stuff for the house where I can, because everything's so goddamn expensive there otherwise. But otherwise, that 10% is just going right back to the retailer. And so you could give someone cash, but that's, a lot of people don't like to give cash. And I have argued that I don't even like the American Express or the Visa gift cards because I would rather have cash. I'd rather have cash to put that to a gift card for somewhere else. So for example, if I want to order something on Amazon, now that I have that Visa gift card, I can't actually order the thing on Amazon that's $120 because I can only go to the max value of the gift card. Now, you could then use that to buy an Amazon gift card and then turn around and use an Amazon gift card to buy what it is you wanted on Amazon. But for me personally, that's why I would rather have cash. Or ask me what I want and I'll tell you what I want. So I guess to wrap it all up and to put a bow on it, I'm not against gift giving. I'm against gift giving just because everyone else is doing it. If you have a purpose, if you feel good about the gift that you're about to give, if you know it's going to hold some sort of value or mean something to that other person, I'm here for it. What I'm not here for is giving a gift out of obligation. What I'm not here for is giving a gift just because I feel like I have to. I guess that's obligation, right? Let's start to change the narrative around gift giving. Let's take the pressure off of gift giving. And let's make gift giving feel truly special.